Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to the Movieverse, guys. I am your co-host, Benji. Benji Babe.
Boothang.
Ben.
BMT.
BMT, Benji Boothang. This is your other co-host, Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lemur.
Kendrick
L.
Kendrick W's, though. Kendrick only takes W's.
Right? Nah, bunch of L's.
Before we get started, as always, please make sure to like and subscribe. Turn on alerts
please.
If you do subscribe so that you can catch all of our shorts, all of our episodes posted every week, every day. We appreciate all the support. Our YouTube channel got taken down last time for no reason, and we were a lot bigger. So this small one needs any support it can get. We are also on everything else, though. We're on TikTok. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. TikTok's our biggest platform. That's where we're growing the most. Yep. We'd love support there.
Yes, we will.
So anyways, anywhere, though, even just this view that you're giving us, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Please comment anything that you'd like to see from us.
Yeah.
Any suggestions you have.
People tend to disagree with us a lot.
Great.
So, hey, please comment.
Please do. We love disagreements.
And agreements. We love both.
We love both. this week, our episode is going to be about Predator Badlands. We will be doing a full movie discussion.
Yes,
as
we will.
Part of that movie discussion. As always, we will give a full 10 to 15 minute review of the movie, where we dive into it, talk about what we liked, what we were mixed on, and what we didn't like about the movie.
Yes.
After we go through those three categories, we will then score the film, each of us separately,
yep,
and give you our ranking of where it falls on the year out of all the 2025 releases that we have seen. From there, we will go over whether we recommend it or not and ask the big question.
The big question.
Does this movie earn a place in the Movieverse timeline, or should we kick it off to a...
Forgotten timeline.
Forgotten timeline, and... forget about it and not talk about it again.
Yeah.
Will Predator Badlands be a part of the Movieverse timeline or a forgotten timeline? That's what we're about to talk
about.
Got to
earn its place.
There you go. And we'll give you a little insight while we're at it at our top 10 of the year.
Yes, we will.
As well. Maybe this falls in there.
Or maybe it's so far away from it.
You never know.
Like towards the bottom.
Let's get into it. All right. First thing I want to say also, actually, I forgot, make sure there's two full episodes that are posted usually every week. There's this episode, and then there will also be a full episode posted about our Binge Report. Binge Report is where we talk about other new movies and TV shows that we're watching this week that have just been coming out.
Even
or
oldies
else.
And stuff that
even
we
oldies.
Just saw randomly, yep. And we're like, here we go. Check it out.
Exactly.
You forgot about it.
Usually another 10 to 15 minute video. Make sure you go check that out as well or look for it. And again, the best way to find that is by subscribing.
And we are on all podcast platforms, by the way.
That's true. If you just like listening and don't care for our beautiful faces, you can listen on any podcast platform you would like.
Apple and Spotify for sure, and then any other that you want.
All right, let's do this thing. Kendrick, with Predator Badlands, this movie is obviously the next entry from Dan Trachtenberg. This mm-hmm. guy has been taking over the Alien Predator universe. I felt like they should just hand him the keys lately.
He's the father now.
He really is the father.
Stepfather.
The father figure.
Yeah, he's the father figure.
He is
right
the
now.
Father figure right now.
He's him.
He's done recent projects of Killer of Killers, which was fantastic. Huge success, animated Predator movie. If you haven't seen that, check that out.
Yes.
He also did Prey, which was the first movie he did in the Predator universe. Another great Predator movie you should definitely go check out if you haven't seen it. This is his third installment. He's also been advising and watching over other Alien projects as well, which have also been doing good. We haven't really had an Alien Predator miss overall since he started to take over.
It's good.
Alien Romulus overall was a huge success. Alien Earth, amazing TV show. Both of those projects, if you haven't seen them, go check them out. But that's kind of where we're at with the Alien Predator universe, and this is the new installment. This movie is a different take on the Predator franchise. We're going into a more sci-fi realm.
Yeah.
We're stepping away from like the slasher human element of predators killing humans. This is more about the predator himself.
Yes.
Diving into a specific predator character. He is the main character. He's the one we're watching go through a character arc. And it's more about him inside of a different world sci-fi realm.
Yes.
Much more action-packed. So it is different than the others. Whether that's a good thing or bad thing, Mm-hmm. We'll talk about now.
He goes on a hunt, though, which they do like to hunt.
Always.
And he's going to go on a big hunt to try and take down something that's legendary.
Exactly. And that's always a part of every movie. So it's really not that. I can see why some people think it's different from the other Predator movies, but at the same time, it is revolving around the same.
It keeps the gist.
Yeah, the lore is still the same. That's the thing at the end of the day. Let's go into what we didn't like first, Kendrick. Okay. I'm going to start with what we didn't like. I think that's going to be more minimal, but let's go into what we didn't like first. I'll let you start.
Yeah, I mean, only thing here really for me is, I will say, I think there was just a tad too much humor in it, more than my liking. And it's only pretty much in the second act, because the rest of it doesn't really have humor, honestly. Or if it does, it's like, I think really done well. But there's everything specifically with the female character of the movie. I liked her. She did good acting.
I was going to say, do you want to emphasize Tad? Because I do think it's pretty small.
Yeah, it's small. And I mean, it's like, it's basically from the moment she meets the Predator, kind of in their first little bit of the journey together. I think they just wrote her to be really comedic a little too much, where I was like,
in moments.
For the rest of the movie, that's not really the tone I wanted.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a little too much. But then they do make everything good for a character. So it ends up working in the end because they get away from the humor and actually bring some emotion to it and everything. But I will say, yeah, the first part where we're meeting them and they're getting to know each other and stuff kind of threw me off for a bit. So second act is definitely the weakest to me, but it still has its great moments, of course. That was just one little thing taking me out of it. So a little bit of the humor there was missing. It was a miss for me. But I think that's my only dislike. What about
you? I mean, yeah, I agree with you technically. I like really want to emphasize, especially for me, like it was Tad. Like I only noticed it in moments. I actually think she's a great character. I think Ellie Fanning is needed for this movie. I think her character is needed for the movie. Yeah. And I do think the humor is needed for the movie too. Just in moments, it's a little too much, but moments for sure. Like I actually think the humor is funny at times. I did laugh. There's moments where it makes me chuckle. So like I think her character and the humor element needs to be there in some way. But there's just moments where it's a teeny bit too much in moments, like certain lines of dialogue that don't work, certain moments that don't work. But again, I feel like I'll take that any day over like going full blown MCU humor, though. Like it's not that at all. That's why I don't want to get that confused, because to me, it wasn't that in any way. It's not like this consistent humor where you can't be in a tense scene without humor. Every tense scene in this movie is humorous. So for me, I was more mixed on it than didn't like, but there are moments that I didn't like it. Definitely some dialogue moments I didn't like it. So that I would say it's the only thing I didn't like, though, and it is more of a mixed thing. I'm trying to think of anything else, and I really can't, which is a good sign. But yeah, just rolling into the mixed category, that's mainly my mixed. And you do feel it, especially on a second watch. I watched this twice. The first watch, you don't quite notice it as much. I would say the second watch, and this partially because it's a little bit more of a drag automatically being my second watch.
Yeah.
But like that second act is the slowest act. Your first 30 minutes of the film are insane. 5 out of 5. It's just crazy. And then your final act, I would say, is close to 5 out of 5 as well. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
So your weakest point is your second act. And I feel like it's fairly common for most movies. And I think overall the movie handled the second act really well. You still get a lot of action in it. It just has its moments that don't work for me. So, and I think that's the only part where you could feel a little bit of like a lull and a little bit of like, okay, I want to get back to, like, there's moments where I was like, okay, I want to get back to the action. Let's get to the action.
Sure.
So that, again, mixed for me. Otherwise, as far as mixed goes, I thought I would be okay. And I guess I always forget to do this. You always bring this up, so I'm glad you do. As far as what other people are mixed on that I've seen, separate from myself, I've seen a lot of people going into it really mixed on the look of our main Predator.
True.
That is completely answered in this movie. Yeah. Since the trailer, that is completely answered in this movie. So after they've seen it, that had that thought, that's gone, because it's a part of the story in the character arc. It's like the actual, there's a point to him looking the way he looks. It's not like it's something they did on accident. Like there's a purpose to it. So I think it works for the story.
It does.
But definitely something I saw mixed thoughts on going into the movie. Other mixed thoughts, I think there are people out there that didn't like Ellie Fanning more than us. And there are people that are going to be really mixed on that. I think especially people that didn't like the idea of this Predator movie, because there are those out there that want it to be the same as all the others.
Yeah.
They're going to find reasons to hate this movie, and that's going to be the one that they pick on, I'll guarantee you right now. People will be mixed on Ellie Fanning's character and the humor she brings.
Yeah.
But any others?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, that at least that I think could be a problem that I've heard everyone talk about is, just people that want it to be the original Predator concept of just the classic human having to fight a Predator sort of thing. So it seems like a lot of hardcore Predator fans feel that way, I guess, where they didn't like the idea of this Predator being the protagonist and kind of bringing some heart and emotion to it. They kind of want it to be just strictly how it's always been.
Oh, kind of like the anti-hero element.
Yeah, people don't like the anti-hero element sometimes. I think it's mostly the hardcore people I've seen say that. So,
yeah.
I mean, for me, I guess I'm not like a hardcore Predator fan. So, like, I wasn't even something I'd ever have a problem with.
Same.
But I guess that's something some people might. So, if you're a hardcore Predator fan, I mean, people even in our comments with our out of the theater reaction were saying things about that.
That's how they're
true. Like, yeah, it's Disney-fied. It's got too much heart and stuff. You know, like.
There will be people that feel that
way. There will be those people. And I mean, that's okay, you know, but I still think you have to respect the movie where it's got its great things, which it does. So I think at least those people will have to do that. But.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
No, yeah. But, I think that's the only mixed thing I really see happening is with that. And then, just kind of the more runt of what you're saying, like his character being more of a runt in this tribe and everything. And I don't know. Yeah, it is a little different, but it also doesn't feel that different to me, at least. But.
Well, some people, they see emotion.
They see a big difference. So I'd love to have more of a conversation with those people that feel that way.
Same.
To figure that out some more. But that is something I think could be mixed for you if you're a really big fan and you want it to stay exactly the same.
That's true. And I want to shout out something Kendrick said in our Out of the Theater reaction. He brought up how it was had a surprising emotional element to the movie.
Yeah.
It actually does. Like, there is... Because of the fact that he is a runt and he actually has a character, unlike the other Predator movies. And I'm sorry if I'm like making some of you diehards really mad. Like, I'm sorry, the Predators are all the same in every movie.
They are.
They're just the same character. There's really no character. They're just somebody that comes in and is OP, and it's fun.
And loves to
there's
hunt.
No character
there
at all. No. Like, there's never any actual writing to the Predator. I feel like in this film, you get that. You actually get a Predator character. And like I said in our synopsis, this is a movie about the Predator. It's not about a human trying to survive the Predator. It's about the Predator. And I think that's what adds a certain emotional element to this, because he is the runt. He's the forgotten one. He's the one that, I mean, in a dark, real way, is supposed to be killed off. So
yeah,
it's got like a good dark theme to it that adds some intensity, and it's got good motion. So I think for the people that are mixed on that, I would wonder what you did want. Like, and that's the other thing I would say. I feel like the same people, Kendrick, that are saying they want this to stay the same and not be different are also the same people that then complain for Disney making movies that are the same and not being different.
I know.
That's Am I right about
always
that?
Always a thing. I mean, yeah, it's always a thing.
So
the minute they make something different, people get pissed about it, but are pissed when they do the same thing. So
yeah,
I don't know.
So that's a big pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like that. I think it's backwards, but
yeah. So like I said, I mean, I just hope at least people give the respect it deserves for its good things. But yeah, you do have to kind of be open more to that sort of, to me, it felt kind of like a more Mandalorian kind of story in my opinion. I feel like it takes,
you
gotta be down for more of the Mandalorian approach, you know,
that's like a good point.
Hardcore hunter kind of like getting his heart changed a little bit and going on a journey and kind of having to step up, I would say. It's kind of more what this is.
And I had a mixed feeling about where the story was headed in the second act. As things started to go and as his heart started to change, I was a little worried how we were going to end the movie, and it was going to dock my score. They end this movie perfectly. I thought it was going to be cliche and cheesy and cringy, and it wasn't at all. Like, this is a bad A ending, but not in the way that you think going into the ending. You definitely think one thing. And Dan, the director and writer, definitely makes you think that they're going to do a certain thing.
Yeah.
And then it makes you feel like something's missing. and they fill that void very quickly at the end.
They do.
So, and that's another thing I'll give it a compliment. So maybe we should go into liked.
We should go into liked. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
So, because I've been talking about some likes.
Yeah.
One thing I really liked is that this movie doesn't ever really lull. Like, as far as, separate from the humor part we talked about.
Sure.
As far as the story pacing goes, it never
it's really
lulls.
Good pacing.
It never sits in things too long, no. ever. Like, and even the ending, you keep thinking it's, like, over. Not from, like, a long pacing issue, but just from, like, this could be a cliche ending moment right here.
Yes.
But then they keep throwing things in. They just make everything really snippy. Like, it's really quick.
Yes.
It's really clean. There's no extra to it. Like, the final scene of the movie, I didn't even think was going to happen or that they were going to even show it. And then when it did show it, I was like, ooh, wait, I'm kind of feeling the ending here. I don't want this to be another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's like another 5 minutes.
That's true.
So they do a really good job at pacing this movie. Like,
yes,
it doesn't ever, even in scenes where you're like, ooh, I don't know if I needed this scene, it goes quick enough that you're like, oh, I did need that scene, and it flows well. Like, I didn't have to sit in it too long, and it works. So that's a compliment I'd give it, is its pacing and its story, for sure.
Yeah, a compliment I'll give, just based on what we've been talking about, is like, although it does take the anti-hero approach, more of the Mandalorian approach, I still think what is really respectable about the movie is like, it still doesn't feel so far off. It doesn't feel so different. Like,
yeah, I'm glad.
Sure,
you're saying
it's
that.
Like a different approach to the story, but I still think that they did good at keeping the lore the same. Like,
yeah.
He still feels like a really hardcore hunter, because he is, and he never loses
and
that. Even with gaining some heart towards the end,
I'm so glad you're saying this.
It's like, it's all still like, you don't feel that distant from it. Like, he still has his hardcore morals, his hardcore like truths.
Yes.
The whole movie, like, it is all of, like, the whole theme is like this robot kind of trying to bring out some more in him, and it like takes a lot of work, and
it
I think
does.
They do good at like not fully changing him, because he's still extremely violent and crazy, and like still has his
like he ends up fully taking his revenge still at the end.
He does,
like, fully,
and so
but he's,
you know,
also
think,
changed his
yeah,
a little.
It could have got more cliche and could have been way more like, oh, let's make him a really soft guy, and it's like, he's not, you know. It's like
many moments they could have done
yeah
that.
I think
many.
They do good at emphasizing still like, oh, now he's part of the Yautjuas, he's still
yes
crazy and hardcore, and like he has very firm beliefs of how he grew up and how he's supposed to be. And
dude,
I think the movie does good
totally
at
right.
keeping to that. So, like, I respect that a lot. And I'm glad it didn't
agreed.
Get so cliche with that. Like, it does just enough to, like, bring a little bit of heart, but not so much that you're like, wow, this whole thing's not even a Predator movie anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way.
On a first watch, you're definitely going to have moments that you think things are going to happen in a very cliche, cheesy way, and it's going to bug you until it doesn't happen in that way. And you're like, oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
It does that a lot, which I'm just, that's a lot of credit to the writer and director to,
yes.
Because I think that's a good thing to like, tease people a little bit. Like, they definitely tease you with some story factors that you think are going a certain direction that don't. So I like that a lot. That's good.
Same. World building was amazing.
Oh,
I think the planet he goes
tier.
To Jenna or whatever, like, freaking
probably the best part of the movie. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
the production overall,
it's insane,
amazing.
The creatures they come up with and the abilities they have, and
yes.
the way the landscape's created to be this insane world,
the way everything looks,
perfect.
The score, the music to go
yeah.
around with everything that's happening.
Yeah,
there's honestly, I don't know if you caught it, but like, there were some like punk rock moments too with the score. There's moments where
yeah.
it's like a guitar in the background, like hammering down
yep.
as our predator's like running through the weeds of the forest. It's
yeah.
like, there's some moments here that I was like, oh, that's an interesting score take,
yes.
but like, it works really well.
Yes. And yeah, the creatures I just thought were dope. Like, they each are very unique.
Yes.
Reminds me of, I know you won't know this, but Fallen Order, like Jedi Fallen Order, the video game, it's like so similar, because you
really?
Just go to all these different worlds as the Jedi, and like, there's all these different creatures. They all have different strengths and abilities. And so that's what I felt like watching the movie. I'm just like, okay, what are we going to run into now that we have to fight?
Like,
you know,
that.
It kind of felt like that video game vibe, which I love.
Which I think is one of the best parts of this movie,
I agree,
right? Is
so.
The fact that, like, I loved every time we were going to a new
yeah.
villain. Like, I was like, this is so dope.
I was just curious to see what they're going to do.
Every single fight and action sequence
yeah, action,
is
dude,
adorable.
Action
like, it's
great.
Just adorable. Is adored.
Adorable.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's adored is what
I
meant
say
to
it's
say.
Cute. Just kidding.
Yeah, no, it's cute.
No, yeah.
No, it's like so fun to watch. That you're just, again, the first even just 30 minutes of the movie before
oh, yeah.
the title
yeah.
pops up, You kind of forget that there's even going to be a title popping up. You wouldn't
True,
think
I,
so.
I, yeah.
They pick the perfect moment. Because it's pretty far into the movie.
It is pretty far.
But it's the perfect moment, low-key, yes. when it happens. And when it happens, you're like, it's been 30 minutes
like,
of consistent
oh,
action
it's like
and
loud,
craziness.
And the music yes. comes in really crazy. It looks perfect. Oh.
No, totally. Yeah, I can't get enough of the action and the visuals.
No, it was cool.
It's great.
The way he fights, I still think they kept true to how Predators
oh, yeah.
fight. They kept it perfect.
Well, back to what you said, and this is the whole point of the story. He looks like a run on the outside. He's full blown Predator on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
The drive
is
there. The arrogance is there. The cockiness is there.
Yes.
He is full blown Predator on the inside. He just doesn't look it on the outside, and that's why
yes.
he is the runt. But he has it all. Like, it is all there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is so great about the movie and the story that
yeah.
I think works so well.
Like, yeah.
Every action sequence, he's such a bad A. He's
yeah.
so dope. He's so cool.
Yeah, like, you consider the Yautjas, like, even him being a runt, he's still a better fighter than, like, 9 out of 10 things out there
oh,
in
yeah.
the world. So it's like,
well,
you're
even
still, like,
then,
impressed by him.
I like how the story ends, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but the story ends in a way to show you that he's, because of how he looks on the outside, he was always underrated. He was always looked at very low, and people never, ever, ever really allowed him or looked at him with his full potential.
Yeah.
And he shows back up the end and does something that reminds everybody, oh, okay, he has it. He is there. Like,
yes.
he's it. Like,
yeah.
he just did that to that person. Okay, well, yeah, he's
yeah,
got it. So
the combat style was still
yes.
extremely impressive, and I think there's a lot of anticipation in every fighting sequence, you know, especially when he goes to this world. You're just like, how is he gonna survive this? That's insane. The minute
Actually,
he's crashing
right.
into the planet already, you're like, okay, well, that's crazy. Like, how?
Totally.
I don't know how he's going to survive. He doesn't have his weapons or nothing.
Totally. Even the first villain he fights there, which is like these tree
yes.
things, I was like, oh, it's going to be cliche where, like, he gets taken away or something, has to escape something. That's what I thought was going to happen. Like, some
it's
cliche story
still.
Writing.
Yeah.
But he still breaks out of it. I liked how every moment he found a way to get out of it. Total Predator thing.
Oh, totally.
So.
And so, yeah, mad respect there. The film has a lot of aura. We talked about that, but
the most,
like,
aura film,
so much
filled film of the year. You think most aura?
It's
in
up
a movie?
There at least. I mean, I have to think about it, but I think so.
Like Fantastic Four's up there.
Yeah,
one battle after another has a lot of aura.
Yeah,
but it's like different type of aura.
This is really cool aura. It's just like
yeah.
Yeah, they put some cool stuff in there that they didn't have to. Like, just really cool shots
yeah.
that you're like, I can put that on my wall, you know? Like,
he even gives himself aura. There's, like,
yeah.
one moment where he causes an explosion.
Yes, and he's just,
almost
there's fire
just
exploding
like,
behind him, and he's just standing, like, looking at the camera.
It's almost like he did it on purpose. Kinda,
right?
Kinda
or
kinda
even
funny.
With the title card, it, like, comes in at the perfect moment,
yes.
and it's, like, just this
yes.
beautiful shot of him. And
the world behind him
yeah,
that he's entered.
Like, it is insane how many shots are actually just, like, oh, you could tell, like, they looked at that, and they're like, that's the sauce right there.
Yeah,
which is super cool.
Okay, so last thing. Again, I feel like people are thinking for they're complaining like this isn't like all the other Predator movies, like this anti-hero and all this stuff. Just because there's no humans and no red blood doesn't mean it's not the same Predator movie like as all the others. Because when I think about this, I feel like we're so focused on wanting to see the Predator fight and kill human beings that we forget
yes.
that Predators travel the entire universe
oh, yeah.
to fight things.
Yes.
They're not, their only prey isn't humans. And I think it's good for us to finally see something where they're fighting a different type of
yes.
trophy.
I agree.
Like,
completely.
Is that not a good thing?
There is way stronger things than human life.
Yeah, isn't that a good thing? I think it's so
the
weird to me.
The creature he's going after in this movie is insane.
Yeah, why do we want
One
to
of the
keep...
most OP things I've ever seen.
Yeah. But, like, I thought the beginning of the movie did it perfectly where they show him, like, what trophies he can go after. And I'm like, yeah, humans would literally be one thing. So why would we want every single Predator movie to be on this one trophy type? Why wouldn't we want to see Predator go around the galaxy fighting these crazy types
yes.
of other Predators? Like, I think
That's where the world building was great.
So
that's why it's important.
But then I'm like, why are we complaining? Like, I don't see what your complaint is. Not you, but just people out there. How can you complain that the movie is just not a Predator movie? Like, it literally is a
yeah.
Predator, a Yautja, going off and getting a trophy from killing another Predator out in
yeah.
the galaxy. That's literally the whole movie.
I think it does more world building than the other
oh,
movies
totally.
I've seen. Like, I mean, you
well, because
literally
it's just
get to
Earth.
See their tribe. You get to see the
yes.
way, like,
yes.
someone's raised up in that tribe. Like, it's really
Yeah,
sick.
They don't just show up on Earth.
Yeah,
like,
not,
you get because
every time,
stuff.
Like you said, there's no writing to a
no.
Predator. It just shows up and you're like, oh, it's OP as freak. It's strong. It's crazy to fight one.
And to be honest, it's really just about the humans or the main characters, not the predator.
Exactly. So that's why
we call the movie Predator.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is sick. And it's like, after this, I want to see way more. I want to see more of the world building. I want to see.
I didn't care for the Predator movies that much. I'm going to be honest. I watched this movie. It makes me care about the Predator universe. Yes. I now care. Like, Dan Trachtenberg has created a whole new fan.
Yes.
Out of me. And same. I feel like this movie is the highest performing Predator movie of all time. You cannot tell me that he's not taking this the right direction.
No, he is.
Because what that 100%. Tells me is that this has created a whole new section of fandom for this franchise. That's a good thing. You can't, like, complaining about that is wrong.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
And, you know, even something like Prey or Killer of Killers, like, those are great movies, of course, but those are very standalone. Yes. Like, those are very, like, that's a cool one-off story right there.
But this could be built into a whole thing.
Yeah, I could see a trilogy of this. I could see a few movies of it. I want to see it go more. I want to see more of this character.
Definitely.
I want to see all the characters, actually. I want to see more of them. And definitely. I want to see more of the tribe. Like, yeah, there's a lot more to do. And I feel like this is actually finally going to create a universe out of it. Whereas it feels like we've never quite known how to make a universe out of it up until this point.
Because it has literally, as much as this might piss some people off, they've literally just been slasher movies.
Yeah.
You can't.
Oh, no,
you
always.
Can't really.
They're one-off stories.
I'm sorry, but you can't really differentiate the Predator movies that much from like Scream in a lot of ways. You have this villain type that's just killing off human beings, and the human beings have to find a way to survive. Like yes. I'm sorry, you can't tell me it's that much different.
Exactly.
Tone may be different, sure, but like the story itself isn't that much different. This actually gave us story, character,
yes. things to look forward to, and things to build on. So,
do you have anything else?
I'm all for it. No, I mean, yeah, I can keep going, but I think that's enough. I just loved it.
I was just going to say, you can tell what our score is probably going to be around or how we feel about the film from all that. Going into our scores, Kendrick, what did you give the movie out of 5?
I give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay. That's what I gave it as well. It's a movie that you honestly like want to give a 5 to from like an enjoyment standpoint, but it's not a 5 movie.
It's not.
But super, super great. I'm actually surprised there haven't been more 4 out of 5 in my mutuals on Letterboxd.
4.5 out of 5?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. 4.5 out of 5.
A lot of mine are 4 out of 5. Yeah.
Which is fine. Like 4 is not obviously drastically different from 4.5.
Yeah,
and I'm just glad
I'm
glad people are enjoying it overall.
It goes a little the extra mile for me. That's
yes.
a 4.
Yeah, I just don't, like, there was nothing that made me feel like I could give it a 4.
Yeah.
Which I think
4 is always like, oh, yeah, that's a good film. But then I was like,
and
I'll rewatch
it at some point.
That was great.
Yes.
So.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's go into where it ranks on our year. Out of our top, well, for me, I've watched 107 new releases this year, or 106 new releases. So it's obviously. My ranking is going to be a big deal, obviously.
104.
Okay. So out of 104 new releases this year, I have Predator Badlands at number 8.
Okay.
Number 8 out of 104. So
wow.
I obviously love this movie.
Feat.
That is not an
at this
easy
point,
feat.
No.
But like, it's not at this point. I know people have said, I don't know why people say this, but people have said this is an off year for movies. There's been so many great
people
movies.
Have said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
but
crazy.
Great year
last
for
year
movies
was an
for
off
me.
Year for movies. 2024.
Same, actually, for sure.
Yeah, this has been a great year. For me, I have 68 films. I have it at 11.
There you go.
11 out of 68.
There you go. Around the same spot.
Yeah, really close.
Let's go over really quick our top 10 for the year. Well, actually, first, the question we always ask, does
true.
This movie belong in the movieverse timeline, or do we want to place it in a forgotten timeline? 3, 2, 1.
Movieverse
timeline.
And go see it in theaters.
Yes, definitely.
Please.
Highly
it's
recommend
fun in
it.
The theaters.
Please do
promise
not waste.
You.
And movies need to do well in theaters.
Yes, they
please
do
not waste seeing this on streaming for multiple
yes.
reasons.
If you don't catch it in theaters, please still watch it on streaming.
Yes.
But go to theaters if you can.
This movie is one that deserves the success. So make sure you go check it out in theaters.
Yeah.
As far as top 10s for the year, this is my top 10.
Okay.
So at number 10, I have Thunderbolts. Love Thunderbolts. Number 9, I have Superman. Number 8, I have Predator Badlands. Number 7, I have Train Dreams, which comes out in a couple weeks. It's in theaters now, though, in select theaters. Make sure you check that out if you can in theaters, but also see it on streaming when it comes out. Number 6? Yeah, number 6, I have The Accountant 2. It's near and dear to my heart. I've been an Accountant fan forever, so that's up there. Naja 2 at number 5. Fantastic Four at number 4. No pun intended. One Battle After Another at number 3, Sinners at number 2, Life of Chuck at number 1 for me.
Good, Ben.
Kendrick?
It's pretty good. For me, number 10, I have How to Train Your Dragon live action, 9 Materialists, 8 F1, 7 Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle. 6, Superman. 5, Nezatu. 4, Sinners. 3, Fantastic Four. 2, Life of Chuck. 1, One Battle After Another.
Love it. Great top tens. We have a lot similar in there, but we have a few differences, which yes. I like. All right. Well, there is our movie review, our full movie review yes. on Predator Badlands. Again, please, Kendrick, tell them what they need to do.
You guys need to like and subscribe, all right, on YouTube. And you need to check us out on podcast platforms. Check us out on all socials, TikTok, Instagram, X, all of them. Check us out.
We really appreciate it.
Let us know what you thought of the movie.
Please do. And if there's any others you want us to check out or talk about, please let us know. This has been our full movie review on Predator Badlands. It's in theaters now. Go check it out and make sure you subscribe to see our other content.